In today's gospel, we hear Jesus' first sermon. This is the first time that he's addressed the people. And if you remember, a couple weeks ago, we had the baptism of the Lord, where the clouds separated and the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove and blessed the Lord with the Holy Spirit. And that was Jesus' sending out for his mission of 3 years of public service. And right prior to today's gospel, Jesus had been out healing the sick, teaching the people in the synagogues throughout Galilee. And his fame was starting to spread, and people were starting to talk about, who is this Jesus? We heard this about this Jesus person. And at this point in time, Jesus was going back to his hometown of Nazareth. And I'm sure he was nervous. Here he was, the homeboy of Nazareth, who was starting to grow in fame and wonder and all these things being said about him. And I'm sure he was nervous, thinking, are they going to accept me? How many people are going to come to the synagogue this Saturday to hear me? Who's going to be there? Are they going to stay home or are they going to come? Are they going to be sleeping or are they going to be attentive to what I share? And so he came into the synagogue this particular day and sat down, and they brought the scrolls to him, and what does he read? He read Isaiah 61, that he was sent to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. And after he said these words, he told the people that it is fulfilled through him, that he is the Messiah. You see, this is the mission of Jesus Christ right here in today's gospel. The mission of why Jesus is sent to us from God the Father for our salvation. Because God the Father knows from the fall of Adam and Eve that we all suffer. We all are imprisoned and held captives. And we all struggle with blindness. Some among us physically, but all of us spiritually suffer with sufferings spiritually. We suffer spiritually with imprisonments. We suffer spiritually with blindness. You see, we all suffer, and the Lord God knows this. So he sends us the gift of his Son, to help, to strengthen us, and to make us whole. He knew that we needed a Savior. So Jesus came, and this was his mission. We all suffer in many ways. We're all part of the body of Christ, but we suffer in many different ways. Many of us struggle with disappointments and trials, and a lot of them are put on our laps. We're not even asking for them. And they come again and again and again. Perhaps we're trying to better ourselves with schooling or a better job, and that opportunity just doesn't come. It causes disappointment and sadness. We all suffer with some form of imprisonment, something that ties us down. It could be anxiety, it could be fear, it could be self-centeredness, it could be judging others and being critical of others or ourselves. But we all are imprisoned and held down by something that is made up in here, and it's not of God, that does not free us to love and have the outlook that God desires for us to have. We all suffer with some kind of spiritual blindness, blindness that we buy into the society's desires and society is telling us how we need to live or what we need to acquire. It could be thinking that we have to make more money, that we have to have more money in a retirement account, that we have to upgrade our car or our house or have another house, thinking that's going to bring fulfillment to us. But in our blindness, it continues to tie us down and entrap us. But Jesus came because of our suffering. Jesus came because of our blindness. And Jesus came because we are all imprisoned in some way. to free us from these chains and to help us on our journey here on earth. You see, Jesus didn't come just for us individually, but asked us each to be here for each other as the body of Christ. The second reading that Heather read is a beautiful reading that St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians. And he wrote this particular letter for a particular reason. You see, in Corinth, the Corinthians were fighting. They're fighting amongst each other. Some were jealous because St. Paul had baptized them. Others were saying, well, they were baptized by St. Peter, the apostle, so they were better than the ones baptized by St. Paul, and vice versa. And they couldn't get it together. They were jealous of each other. They were envious of each other. They weren't working together. So St. Paul was given this letter by the Holy Spirit, by God, so that they could learn what is important in life, that each member of the body of Christ is important, that our job here is to help each other and to be there for one another. If anyone has studied anatomy and physiology, you can see the miracle and the awe of how God has created the body, that how the various systems work together. The circular system works with the neurological system, with the skeletal muscular system, with every part of the body works together. And when something goes awry, the rest of the body tries to compensate and make up for it, for its weakness, for the deficit within us. And that's the same thing with us in our spiritual journey together, that God has built us as human beings that desire to be social and to be dependent upon one another. We all have an interdependence with each other and need each other and need our Lord to guide us as a church. We, the body of Christ, Corpus Christi, see this, and we seek each other and the gifts that each of us bring. Each of us have special gifts we bring to this community, and we share with one another. We are given these gifts through our confirmation, where we can help to build up the body of Christ. They're unique and they're individual to each of us. We all have gifts, and we celebrate those gifts because it helps make us stronger as a whole and brings glory to God. This last weekend, I was at Search in Medora, and that's a retreat program for high school and college age kids. And Friday, they had a team building exercise for all of those returning or giving talks before the new searchers came on. And one of the couples had everyone take this inventory of finding what were your gifts of the Holy Spirit to build up the church. And so we all took this survey. It was quite lengthy, over 100 questions we had to answer. And we all learned what our gifts were. Because see, these gifts are given to us from God, and He desires for us to use our spiritual gifts to build up our community and our world. I know my top three were, what were they again? I should know, this isn't my first homily this weekend, but my first one was encouragement, that I have the gift of encouragement, the gift of pastoring, and the gift of intercessory prayer. My last one, my lowest score, was craftsmanship. So don't ask me to build anything. I say I can clean, but I can't build. But in doing that, it's made me more aware of what my gifts are and how I'm using them during the day. So I ask us all to pray and see where our gifts are. What are our gifts to build up our community and our church? Because we all have individual gifts. There's many. There's wisdom, there's knowledge, there's teaching, there's administration, there's many different gifts. But once we learn what our gifts are, we can use them and be more aware of them to build up and help the body of Christ, because that's what the Lord desires for us. So let us, as we receive Jesus in the Eucharist today, pray that we'll be more aware of our gifts and to use them for God's glory in building up the body of Christ.